was able to have question one and two how was it able to have questions one and two and use variable used in the format? Basically the one next to design.
One next to design is the code that you write.
Yeah, that. What does that mean in the code? Like, in question one, two, and use variable.
I have no idea what you're asking. I'm sorry. But this is code that I write. This is just the code that I write to accomplish what I want to accomplish. And when I declare the variable down here is a local variable, and I declare it up at the top, it becomes a global variable. Global means it's available in all the subroutines. Local means it's only available to this subroutine. Yeah.
How do I get to the codes from design to codes?
Back and forth by clicking up here. Here's the design, here's the code.
Why? Using the PIN number?
No, just the name. Here's the design, here's the code. Yeah, you're in executable mode, so you can't. You have to be in design, in fact, not in run mode. Okay, in order to be able to see or move around or change the code, you have to have the stop debugging, which is that little brown thing. Okay. So, what we've talked about now is defining a work area. On the form, we put all of the things that are going to be input and output. And in JavaScript, you have to define variables for the things you were going to take in with the prompt and the things you were going to put out with the document write. When you're using Visual Basic, you can just drag the stuff over and set up the form, and the form can hold the input, and you can set up areas for the output. Okay, so there's the form, and I have a toolbox, and I click on this pin to bring up the toolbox, and then I can drag over things like a text box. Okay, I can drag it over, things like a text box, like a button. So I'm creating my I.O. by just dragging things over. And on this one, I drag over labels, text boxes, and buttons. And I drag them over, and then I can create them. So as soon as I drag that over, notice down in the text properties, it has text box one. And if I wanted to have another name, I go to the name part of that, and I can give it another name. Under name, I can say something other than text box one, so I can call this TXT whatever. And it will be text box whatever, TXT whatever. So I can create all of my I.O. over on the form. My input that I'm collecting, my output, and I have buttons that people click when they want to do something. So I don't have to prompt them for putting an A for add, an M for multiply, etc. I can just put up a button. When they click that button, it will do the add or it will do the multiply. So the user is very much in control, and the user can click on the one that they want to do, and that one, and only that one, will be executed. So it's a lot easier to write the code here than it is in JavaScript, where you have to try to get the user to reveal what they want to do, and then use if statements to check what they type in. Okay, here they get to just click a button and an answer magically appears. Okay. So this is extremely user-friendly. Now, what I do need is sometimes I need a work area. And if I need a work area, then I can set it up. And if I only need the work area for one subroutine, I can put it in that subroutine. If I need it for all of my subroutines, I make it global and put it up at the top. Questions. So there it is, globally defined at the top. So any one of these subroutines can now use Word Answer. Yeah.
Hey, how long have you been teaching this class?
A day or two.
Wait, no.
I'm a fast learner.
Like, how long?
A long time.
When did you, like, first discover First Mass? Like, what was it like before? Like, did you just have to, like, learn this and, like, teach it?
I mean, all right, I learned Visual Basic. I mean, I've known Basic for years because Basic has morphed into many versions.
Like, what was before First Mass? Like, what did you have to do?
I had to sit down and write it. Were you here Tuesday? Okay. That's what you missed then. On Tuesday, so take a look at the PowerPoint and the audio for Tuesday. But what I did is I would have to start something new. So I go in and I, instead of saying open, I'm going to start something new. Okay. So if I say close solution here, do you want to save the changes? Nah. Come on. So I can say file, new project. Okay. And if I say file, new project, and then I patiently wait. Okay, it comes up with this. And we talked about this in Tuesday, that basically I have to tell the world that I want to do Visual Basic, that I want to use a Windows Form application, that I want to store it with Browse on my F drive, and that I want to select that, and I want to call it hello. Very effective.
What time are you? I know you.
Not till the 4-ish.
All right. So that's when you're done. Yeah. You just stick your head in my office.
Yep. And so I can call this whatever. And so instead of calling it this math, I'm calling it whatever. So it now has whatever. Okay. So then I click OK. And I come over here and it's brand new. And I literally have been teaching this only a couple of days. We started on Tuesday, right? As far as you're concerned, it's been a couple of days. Okay, so now I got a blank form over there. So then when I've got the blank form, I take the toolbox, I flip that little thing so I have the toolbox, and then I can draw over a label, I can draw over a text box, I can draw over a button. And I can come down to the properties, and in the properties I can name all of these. Button, BTN, mine.
So you have to like create it yourself?
Absolutely.
And you already did that?
I did that on Tuesday.
Okay.
okay? First math, I've actually done on my own outside of class, but I created some in class on Tuesday. And that's what you're doing. Okay? And then you can name the text box, and you can claim that. And if I want to change this, I'm going to call this label 1 or something like that. And then I can scroll down to the text area and change that to a 1 so that I am making that say the word 1. But if you go back and look at the notes from Tuesday, they'll kind of lead you through it. Okay? Okay, file, close solution. And I didn't save that, so I do not have it. Okay, the next one I want to look at is the while loop. So I'm going to say open, and I'm opening the one that I call loops while. Now remember programming languages, that's right. Dot, I didn't have right before.
You prep for it.
Programming languages support 3 things. Selection and repetition. Now, we have all 3 of those in this. Actually, you know what? I'm curious. If I go to here and I say insert a blank page, and then I do tools, text, I can then write programming languages support neat sequence, selection, repetition. Okay, so programming languages support those 3. Selection involves using ifs. Repetition involves using some kind of loops. Okay, so programming languages support those 3 things. Okay, so now I can go back out and go back to my example. So we were looking at ifs in the last one. Now we're looking at loops. Okay? So, if I go and run this, I can say, how many times do I want to do it? Let's say 5. How much do I want to add? 100. And then I'm telling it process. And it is giving me an answer of 500. Because if I add 100 5 times, I will get 500, right? If I add 100 5 times, I'll get 500? Somebody? Yes? Thank you. Okay. So, that works. So now let's look at the code. I decided to make these global variables. So I have div word count as integer. and I have an equal sign there and then a 1. So I'm assigning an initial value to this, which you did in JavaScript. You could assign initial value to something. And then I said work total as double, and that's a kind of decimal. I could have written decimal there, equals 0. So I defined two things globally and gave them an initial value. Okay. Then if you hit the main process button, and again, when I hit that button, when I put it on the form, it wrote the word private sub button process click and all the rest of that line and end sub. Everything else I put in. Okay, I double clicked on that to make the procedure. And when I double clicked on it to make the procedure, then it wrote the top line and the bottom line. And it knew that since I double-clicked on it, I wanted to do that when I clicked. So it became what is called a click event. Okay, so in the click event, I'm now saying do while work count is less than or equal to whatever I typed in. And I typed in a 5. So work count is starting out at a 1. And text how many is a 5. So is 1 less than or equal to 5? Yeah. So it goes in and it adds 100 to work total. Work total starts out at a 0, it adds 100 and becomes 100. And then it adds 1 to work count, and work count now becomes a 2. So it goes back. Is 2 less than or equal to 5? Yes, it is. So it adds another 100 to total, and another 1 to work count, and its work count is now up to a 3. Okay. So work count is going 1, 2, 3, and work total is going 100, starts at 0, 100, 200, 300, so forth. So when this gets up to 5, I'm at 500. I add 1 to count and it goes to 6. So I add 1 and it's now at 6 and I loop back. Is 6 less than or equal to 5? No. So it drops out. It's done with the loop. It drops out. Okay. And then I say, okay, take work total and put it in the text box that I call text result.
And so it puts it into this text box.
Now I did the exact same thing using a do until. The difference is that the do until asks the question at the bottom, as opposed to at the top. Okay, so I can ask the question at the bottom, and we saw that in JavaScript as well. We had a loop that asked the question at the bottom, which was the do loop, and we had a loop that asked the question at the top, which was the while loop. So those are there in both languages. Okay, now I've got an interesting problem here. If I run the until all by itself, and I put in the same numbers, 5, I want to do it 5 times, and 100, and I say, click the until button, it gives me the 500, which is what I wanted. Now I'm going to come back in, and again, I'm going to put 5 times and 500 here. And I'm going to click process. Wait a minute, 500. I didn't mean to do that. I want to do the same example. whoops. Today's been one of those days of whoops. 500 and 100, and I click process, and I have 500. Now I'm going to click until. And until is supposed to go through it 5 times also, right? We just saw until go through it 5 times, right? So I should, if I already have 500 and I go through the until, I should end up with 1,000, right? 500, 500, somebody? I should end up with 1,000? However, I don't. If I click until, it gives me 600. So it only added 100 once. So why did it only add 100 once? The problem was that when I left up here, I had 6 and 500. Okay, so when I left the while loop, word count was 6, word total was 500. I came into the until, and it says word total equals word total plus amount. So I added the 100 to it, and it went to 600. And then I added 1 to word count, which took it to 7. And then it says loop until word count is greater than text how many? Well, is word count greater than text how many? Yeah. Word count's up to 7. Text how many is 5. 7 is greater than 5. It quits. So it only did it once. Okay? So that's a problem. Now, in reality, would anybody ever have a while loop and an until loop that did exactly the same thing in the same program? No. So it's not really a big problem, but... Okay? So what we're going to do now is we are going to fix this. And the way I can fix it is to, before I do the do, I'm going to reset. So I'm going to say make work count equal to 1 and make work total equal to 0. So I'm resetting. So that means that when I come in here, work count will restart at 1 and work total will restart at 0. So if I do that, and I hit start, and I put the 5, the 100, and the process gives me 500, the until is going to reset work count to 1, reset work total, and so when I do it, it's going to give me 500, 500 again. It's going to give me the same thing. Okay? Because I reset work total to 0. If I wanted to keep work total at the 500 and keep going, then I would get up to the 1,000. But the test is on work count, so I have to be sure to reset work count. If I didn't reset work total, then it would go up to 1,000. But I have to be sure to reset. Okay? Okay. The for loop is the last one. So we're going to look at this. The for loop is saying start word count equal to 1. So I know the word count is always going to start at 1. And I say, make it end at 5. So it goes from 1 to 5. Now yours had a step 1 on it. Okay, so yours has step 1. keep forgetting that I'm running. Yours is a step one. We're going to put the two in a minute. So if I have a one there, this is basically saying, start with counter one, go up to five, and every time you change, add one. So it goes one, two, three, four, five. So the for loop keeps track of word count, so I don't have to add one to word count. All I have to do is just add in the total. So I just add in the total. So if I run this, and I put in my 5 and my 100, and I click 4, it gives me the 500. If I click 4 again, it's up to 1,000 because it reset count, but it kept total at 500, so it's now up to 1,000. And if I click it again, what do you think it's going to be?
$1,500.
And the next one is going to be?
2,000.
And then?
2,000.
Right. So it's just going to keep going up by 500 every time. Because the for loop resets with count. So that when it's done, it resets it. But it doesn't reset word total. So word total keeps growing. Okay, it resets count, so it still only does it 5 times, but it just keeps growing. Okay, now if I stop this, and I go back and I change this to step 2, and let's see, I'm going to say, come on. Okay. So I'm going to say, how many times do you want to do it? 5, and the amount, or actually, okay, 5, and the amount to add, I'm just going to do something different this time, 20. Okay, and I say process, and it comes up to 100 because they wanted to do it 5 times 20.
But the 5 times that it did, since I did step 2, is 1, 3, and so forth.
It added 2. Okay, so it did it 5 times, but it added 2. Step 2 means it moved up 2. Okay. So, that is the while loop. Okay? So those are the loops that you can do. You can do a do loop, a while loop, or a for loop. Okay? So, your assignment, and we're actually going to be done a little early today. You didn't ask as many questions, I guess. Okay, your assignment, if we go back and look at it, is what I'm telling you to do next week. This is not this week's assignment, because I already had given you quite a bit of work for this week. So, it's next week's assignment. Remember, I'm not going to be here next Tuesday, but Eric will be. So I said, you have to redo the first JavaScript assignment, but do all of the problems, but do each one in Visual Basic. Okay? So you're going to do the problems in Visual Basic. Now, you create, when you do it in Visual Basic, you create a folder, right? When you set things up, I said, put it all in a folder. So what you do is you zip up that folder and you send me the zipped folder. So if I want you to send me 4 problems, you're going to send me 4 zip folders. Okay? You're going to send me 4 zip folders. If you're sending me 6, you're sending me 6 zip folders. Okay? So you're going to send me and attach the zip folders. As I mentioned last time, we have a problem if you use Gmail.
Right. It was e-learning, right?
Pardon me?
If you use e-learning.
I think e-learning?
It's some school email.
Is it using Outlook?
I think so.
I don't think so. I don't think you can do that. Okay, the Bristol ones are now coming through, to me at least, but apparently only some people, but the select few, is coming through as windmail.dat. So you can't use Bristol. Gmail, if you send them a zip folder, looks for executables in the zip folder. So if you're going to use Gmail, you have to change the extension from zip to something else. I've changed it to JPG and it works fine. Or else you have to use another provider. Or the other option is you can put the zip up on CIS Web and send me the address and I can download the zip from CIS Web. So you can put it up on CIS Web, where you put your HTML page anyway. You can just put the zipped ones up on CIS Web, but then you've got to send me the address, because I don't want to have to log in as everybody to get the stuff. Okay, life is too short. So you will have to send me the address on CIS Web so that I can get it down. Okay, any questions? Yes?
I send